I know it was a 43-36 loss, but your team had the opportunity there down the stretch, and you guys were in this game throughout there, a lot different than the first meeting, but just maybe some missed opportunities here and there in that fourth quarter.
You know, that's what happened. You know, we played hard for, you know, most of the game, and just like right there in the last 3 or 4 minutes, we just – things just weren't going in our favor. We weren't getting the little things done right, not doing the things that we wanted to do the whole game. So, you know, but overall effort, I was super proud of these girls tonight.
Now, the pace was a little unusual. It was kind of slow pace. I guess a little sloppy both sides. Did it kind of think that it maybe favored you in that way?
You know, we always like to slow the other team down. You know, we don't want to go too much up and down because we're, you know, don't play a lot of girls. So, it actually played into our favor that it was a little slower paced game. So it helped us get the shots that we needed, and we took advantage when we could.
You know, you had Allie Patton. She picked up fouls right away there with foul trouble pretty much the entire night. And you had to rely on some more of your bench there. Mallory Cup played some solid minutes defending. And then you had some others really step up scoring tonight. They were content on shutting down Strine and Lotta, but Erica Felker stepped up at pretty good, and even Ella Rumford did as well.
You know, Erica, you know, is starting to get more confidence every game, you know, attacking the basket and getting to the free throw line. You know, and Ella had a great game for us. You know, she has been timid of scoring and that kind of stuff, and tonight she was ready to score. You know, she was attacking the basket and doing a great job for us. So, you know, I'm glad those girls, you know, stepped up when they started shutting other people down.
I mean, you have to like the effort overall here, and you know, back to full strength here. And does this give you guys some confidence going into your Thursday game with Cimarron? You played the number 5 team in the state right to the wire.
You know, it does. I think the girls know that they can play with anybody they believe they can play with. You know, they're a strong group of girls. We just got to make sure we continue to play 32 minutes and trust that our teammates are going to have our backs, and we're going to get what we need to get, and the right person's going to step up at the right time.
Well, yeah, hard to believe we're kind of last of the regular season here Thursday night, and, you know, if things works out all well, we're going to have a regular season, full 20 games, little interruptions here or there.
I know, you know, before the season started, I was kind of leery whether we'd get a full season or not, and having 20 games in our regular season, I'm so super happy, and now we got some fans at least in the stands.
Absolutely. Well, Cimarron Thursday night, and this is an opportunity for you to get a league win and go into the sub-state with some confidence.
You know, I think the girls are ready. We're going to be ready to compete on Thursday night. We're going to have a good practice tomorrow and be ready to attack them at home.
All right, Coach Amy Felker joining us here wrapping up the girls' game. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, Adam.